Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on Ghost Note routing for old school rave pressure in drum and bass. Today we're building that kind of groove that feels like something's moving underneath the track. Not louder, not busier, just more alive. Ghost notes are perfect for that. They add tension, motion, and attitude without sealing space from your kick, snare, or sub. And that's the key idea right away. Treat ghost notes like rhythmic punctuation. Not just extra bass. If you mute them and the track still works, but it feels a little less haunted, a little less urgent, then you've got the right roll. Let's set the scene. Start with a project at 174 BPM. Put your drums down first. In drum and bass, the groove language starts with the drums, so build a kick and snare foundation, then add a break layer or some hat movement for swing and grit. Keep it simple and solid. Kick, snare, break. That's the bed the ghost notes are going to lean against. Now decide what the ghost notes are actually doing. If your bass line is already heavy, the ghost layer should be subtle rhythmic pressure. If the drop is sparse, the ghosts can help fill the spaces between snare hits. If you want that old-school rave flavor, they can behave like tiny chopped bass stabs, almost like nervous little replies under the main phrase. For this lesson, keep the ghost notes on their own MIDI lane. Don't just hide them in the main bass line with velocity changes. Give them their own track or their own chain. That way you can control the tone, the level, the groove, and the processing properly. Next, build your main bass. You can use Wavitable for a restyle sound, Operator for a cleaner sub and mid-stack, or even a sampled bass if you plan to resample later. The important thing is that the main bass has a strong identity. Give it a solid sub, a mid-layer with some character, and maybe a little saturation to thicken it up. And here's a very important teacher note. Leave space. A lot of people overwrite bass phrases because they want energy, but in DNB the energy often comes from what's not being played. Put in obvious caps. Let the bass hit, then get out of the way. Try a phrase with a note on beat 1. Another hit before the snare, maybe a held note or slide into the next bar, then space after the snare so the ghost notes have somewhere to answer from. That's the whole conversation. Main bass is something strong. Ghost notes whisper back underneath it. Now create the ghost note lane. Duplicate the bass MIDI to a new track called Ghost Bass, then strip it down. You're not trying to copy the main line exactly. You're extracting the support moments. Keep the notes shorter than the main bass, usually in the 1/32 to 1/8 range depending on the groove. Place them between kick and snare, or just after the snare as a reply. Keep velocities lower too, maybe around 20 to 60, and vary them a little so the line feels played rather than drawn. That velocity variation matters more than people think. Uneven ghost velocities make the part feel human, like someone nudging the groove rather than programming a machine gun. Use the root, the fifth, or sometimes an octave up or down. Keep it simple at first. In old school pressure, repetition is powerful. You want a motif, not chatter. Now comes the core of the tutorial, routing. Give the ghost notes their own sound chain, so they act like a dedicated groove layer. That could mean a separate instrument track, or a rack-style split if you want to get more advanced. For most intermediate users, separate tracks are cleaner and easier to mix. On the ghost track, start with utility to trim the level. You probably want it somewhere around 6 to 12 dB quieter than the main bass. Then use auto filter to shape the tone. A low pass or band pass can work depending on whether you want the ghost to stay low and murky or poke through a bit more in the mids. After that, add some saturator for grit, and maybe drum bus or dynamic tube for a little extra edge and transient density. Keep it tighter and narrower than the main bass. The ghost route should feel like a murmur, not a second lead. Now let's make it groove. This is where Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool can help a lot. If you've got a chopped break, you can extract groove from that and apply it lightly to the ghost notes. You're not trying to make them loose and sloppy, just slightly human and slightly behind or ahead in the right places. A good starting point is a groove amount around 20 to 40%, with timing and velocity both applied subtly. You can also do some manual micro timing. Push a few notes early for urgency before a snare, leave a few slightly late for that laid-back menace, then alternate them. That little push-pull is exactly what gives old-school rave pressure its tension. And here's the thing, in this style, slightly imperfect placement is not a problem. It is the vibe. Now shape the envelope so the ghost notes stay punchy. If you're using Wavitable or Operator, shorten the amp release so the notes stop cleanly. You usually want a quick attack, a short decay, and a release somewhere around 20 to 120 milliseconds depending on how percussive you want the note to be. If you want a little bark, Add a bit of filter envelope movement. Don't overdo it, just enough to make the attack speak. Then add sidechain style movement. Use Ableton's compressor with the kick as the sidechain source. Set fast attack, a release that breathes with the groove, and aim for around 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the ghost notes. You don't want the ghosts pumping like EDM bass unless that's the point. You just want the kick to punch through cleanly while the ghost layer ducks out of the way. That breathing is a huge part of what makes a DNB groove feel alive. If the ghost notes sound too clean, resample them. This is a very useful move in drum and bass. Record the ghost track to audio, then slice it up, trim the tails, reverse a tiny piece if it helps, and replace the fragments rhythmically. You can even layer the audio version with the MIDI version if the groove needs extra weight. After resampling, you can EQ out any unnecessary low end. Add a little more saturation, maybe even a tiny amount of redux for digital grit, and automate the filter over 4 or 8 bars. That chopped, printed, slightly imperfect character is gold for old-school rave pressure. Now let's talk arrangement. Ghost notes get much more powerful when they evolve over time. In the intro, keep them filtered and low and level, almost like a hint. In the pre-drop, increase the density a little or open the filter. In the first drop, keep them tight and controlled. In the second drop, you can open them up more, distort them a bit harder, or add a stronger response phrase. A simple 8-bar progression might look like this. Sparse filtered ghosts in bars 1 and 2. One extra offbeat response in bars 3 and 4. More filter opening and drive in bars 5 and 6. Then a fill or stutter in bars 7 and 8. That way the groove feels like it's growing, not just looping. A few pro-level notes here. Don't judge the ghost track in solo. A ghost layer that sounds weak by itself can beat exactly right once the kick, snare, break, and main bass are all playing. Also, keep one ear on the snare pocket. If the ghost notes step on the snare tail, the whole drop loses its snap. And if the groove feels too busy, reduce density before you reduce level. Usually, fewer better placed notes hit harder than constant chatter. If you want to go heavier, you can split the ghost system into 2 layers. One layer can be low and filtered, almost subadjacent, while another layer can be thinner and more present in the mids, like little bass clicks or burps. That's a clean way to add energy without fogging up the low end. You can also make the ghost part more conversational. Let it answer after a snare hit, before a kick pickup, or in the gap after a fill. That call and response relationship makes the bass feel like it's talking to the drums instead of just filling empty space. If you want more old-school rave energy, pair the ghost notes with short stabs or filtered rave chords in the same rhythmic pocket. If you want darker tech step or neuro pressure, resample the ghosts and chop them into irregular fragments so they feel mechanical and urgent. And always check the mix like a drum and bass engineer. Use mono check. Use level check. If you can still hear the ghosts clearly in solo, they're probably too loud. If they're muddying the kick or sub, high pass them more aggressively, maybe somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz if the main sub already owns the bottom. If they're spiky, soften them with a touch of saturation or compression. Keep the low end clean so the track stays heavy instead of blurry. Here's a great mini exercise you can do right after this lesson. Set up a 174 BPM loop. Build an 8-bar drum pattern with kick, snare, and a break layer. Write a main bass phrase with clear gaps. Duplicate it to a ghost bass track and reduce it to only a few support notes per bar. Process that ghost track with utility, auto filter, saturator, and maybe drum bus. Apply a light groove or nudge a few notes manually. Then automate the filter over the last 4 bars and bounce the ghost route to audio so you can compare the MIDI version and the resampled version. The goal is simple. When you mute the ghost layer, the groove should lose that nervous forward motion. When you bring it back in, the whole thing should feel more urgent, more haunted, and more old school. So remember the big takeaway. The main bass is the headline. The ghost notes are the nervous system. Use them as rhythmic punctuation. Give them their own route. Keep them shorter, quieter, and intentionally placed. Shape them with Ableton stock tools. Let groove, timing, and automation do the heavy lifting. And always protect the sub and the snare. Do that, and your DNB groove won't just play. It'll breathe. It'll twitch. It'll feel like there's pressure moving under the surface.